This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Multiple aftershocks have been reported in the Northeast after yesterday's earthquake, the biggest in the area since the 1700s. Fortunately, no injuries or major damage has been reported, but it sent a jolt through multiple states. Millions along the East Coast were rattled by aftershocks after the 4.8 magnitude earthquake hit on Friday. It was the strongest earthquake to hit the region in more than two centuries. Millions of packets of popular laundry detergent pods have been recalled due to faulty packaging. The U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission says the pods pose a serious risk of accidental ingestion by young children and may cause facial injuries. The recall involves Tide, Gain Flings, Ace, and Ariel liquid laundry detergent pod packets, which were made between September of 2023 and February of 2024. They were sold in flexible film bags at U.S. retailers like Bidlots, Family Dollar, Target, Walmart, and Amazon. The total solar eclipse is this Monday, April 8th. It starts at 12:26 p.m. and peaks around 1:40 p.m. here in Colorado Springs. Experts say alcohol use is increasing among retirees and older adults. For people 65 and older, that could mean a greater risk for health issues. One specialist says the percentage of older adults who drink each month is increasing, especially among women. For baby boomers, the number of people who binge drink, develop alcohol use disorder, and die from alcohol is also on the rise. The Air Force Academy is inviting the community to celebrate 70 years since the Academy's founding. On April 1, 1954, President Dwight Eisenhower signed Public Law 325 authorizing the establishment of the Academy. This year, on the 70th anniversary, the cadet wing will march on Stillman Parade Field at the Air Force Academy to celebrate the historic anniversary. Gates open to the public at 8 o'clock this morning. The parade is expected to start at 10 a.m. High school is hosting a car show today, complete with an award show for the coolest cars. It starts at 11 o'clock this morning until 2 p.m. The Biden administration is preparing new proposals to reduce or cancel student loan debt for millions of borrowers. Sources say the proposals would help people who experience hardship in their daily lives that prevents them from being able to pay back their loans. It would also help ease the burden on borrowers who have seen their interests accrue over time. Sources say President Biden will lay out those proposals on Monday. They could go into effect as early as fall. A large fire is still burning alongside Fountain Creek northeast of Pueblo. Crews there reporting the fire is at least 81 acres at this time. Growth potential remains moderate. Relief crews have set up shelters for anyone needing a place to go on Cooper Place near Roseland Cemetery. Those needing to move large animals can take them to Liberty Landing Stables in Pueblo West or to the southeast of Pueblo at the Four Bars Ranch on Highway 78. Today, judges in Pueblo are looking for the best acts in Southern Colorado at Pueblo's Past Talent. There's no entry fee for this round.
Storm Tracker 13's Julia Donovan giving you a quick check on your weather this Saturday morning. Chilly and breezy in the 30s and 40s. The Front Range Mountains are in for some stronger winds today. 70 to 90 mile per hour gusts are possible, with the highest gusts likely west of Denver. 40 to 50 mile per hour gusts along and east of I-25. Mostly cloudy and chilly with highs in the 50s and 60s for Colorado Springs, Pueblo, and the plains, with a few spotty showers. Any snow accumulations will mostly be confined to our higher terrain areas. I'm Julia Donovan. Have a great day.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.